We'll wait. Patrick's swallowing. Are we on yet? We're not in. We're on. All right.
Come on, guys.
Remember, Greg, we're going to request to pull agenda item 11B.
Okay. Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to the July 14th regular board meeting of the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District. It is 6:03. And Aaron, how about leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
And yeah, we skipped the roll call, didn't we? Larry?
Commissioner Marks.
Here.
Commissioner Higgins. Commissioner Coleman is absent. Commissioner Newman?
Here.
And President Dale?
Here. All right, I got out of order there already. Report on closed session, Ryan.
Yes, no reportable action was taken during closed session.
Thank you. At this point in the meeting, the public is welcome to comment on items not agendized on this agenda. Please, if anyone from the public would like to comment on items not on the agenda, raise your hand or speak up so that we can recognize you and you may speak. Okay, Royal.
Good evening, commissioners. I appreciate the chance to talk with you again. I'm Royal McCarthy, one of the directors for the LSIL 1091 Museum Association. We're the current owners of the 1091 that's temporarily located just east of the Timber Heritage Association, and would like to make sure that we're put on the agenda so we can discuss where our permanent location is going to be.
Very good. And I apologize. I will get back to you, Royal. I have you on my agenda to get you on our agenda.
Perfect. We really appreciate that. That's all I need. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to comment on items not on the agenda? Seeing none, we're going to move into the consent calendar.
I'll make a motion. We accept the consent calendar.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Richard and Patrick. All in favor of passing the consent calendar?
Still got to do a roll call.
Do a roll call then.
Commissioner Marks?
Yes.
Commissioner Higgins?
Yes.
Commissioner Newman?
Yes.
And President Dale?
Yes. Before we go into reports, I believe that we have a change to our agenda. Our executive directors asked that we pull item 11B from our agenda this evening.
Since I need a motion.
I believe it does.
I'll move. Second.
A motion and a second.
Commissioner Higgins.
Yes.
Commissioner Newman.
Yes.
Commissioner Marks.
Yes.
And President Dale.
Yes. All right.
So I'm going to keep my staff report brief. Yesterday, I went to the Tuesday, I went to the groundbreaking of the parklet on the Caltrans parklet on State Route 255. And I really encourage people to go out and take a look at that. There's some picnic benches that were painted by the Small Peninsula students out there. The Caltrans maintenance workers really did a nice job picnic benches and benches. Humboldt Bay is a beautiful place, and this is a new place to really take a break, have a picnic, check out the birds, and just enjoy Humboldt Bay, because that has been a public nuisance for a long time of camping, dumping, all kinds of different things. And we really want people to utilize that. And it's going to be the first step, because the Harbor District got approximately $900,000 from the same funding source. And so over the course of the next couple months, we're going to be starting to roll that out as well. And then
Larry, can you explain to everybody where that exactly is at on 255?
That is when you are going across the bridge and you go towards Manila and Arcata. It is the very first road that you encounter, which is Vance Avenue. And so right at the intersection of Highway 255 and Vance Avenue. And again, it's a beautiful location to just stop and take a break.
Thank you.
And then wanted to report that there was a fire at the DG Fairhaven power plant. And really want to thank the Sonoma Peninsula Fire Department in particular, and the property owner that got right on it. And quite frankly, I mean, it was pretty amazing that they knocked it down relatively quickly. It could have gotten out of control really rapidly, especially with the dry conditions that we're in. And so really want to commend the volunteer fire department that's out there and the property owners for really tackling it. And just to remind everybody in particular on the peninsula to keep the fire hazards down, especially this time of year. And that's all I want to report at this time. I don't know, Chris or Rob or Mark, do you have anything you want to add?
I wasn't going to report tonight, but Chris Mickelson, Facilities. I do want to take a moment to recognize our staff, our harbor maintenance workers. I often thank them in these reports. They have had some challenges recently. We've had a couple with COVID and other issues, and they've just been champions and trying to balance and help one another. So I think it's important just to have a shout out to those seven individuals and thank them for all they're doing for us.
Thanks, Chris. Rob? Mark? Mindy? All right. And District Council. Commissioner reports, committee reports. Commissioner Newman.
Well, I've been out of town for a few days at a commercial salmon opener south of the 4010. Ended up delivering 352 salmon yesterday into Fort Bragg. That's where I've been for the last week. Before that, though, I had a job with the ZNZ Marine Services running the survey boat for about 10 days for the dredging operation here, which was pretty fascinating, watching the dredge work and going back the next day and surveying and seeing where they dug. And they're doing a really good job. I think that the harbor is going to be the channel, the entrance channel and the turn, and the actual bar channel is going to be in some of the best shape it's been in years. So that's really good to see that going on. On the 4th of July, I was part of the crew on the fireboat for the fireworks. And I got to tell you, that was really rough duty being out there watching the fireworks and the fireboats. That's about it for me.
Thanks, Aaron. Commissioner Marks.
I have nothing to report.
Commissioner Higgins.
Well, we had Harmony Day in Laytonville, and it was a great event, getting the community together around Forest Hill, fixing the creek. And then I did a pike minnow survey, 12 miles walk, swim, crawl, 2 days, June 28 and 29. And my new left hip is in really good shape, and I'm almost in as good a shape as my hip. No, it's a long ways. But interestingly, there was about 3,500 pike minnow. 2 years ago, there was 6,600. So that seems like good news, but it's still about three times more than there were in the first 4 years of our survey. The phenomenally surprising thing was juveniles everywhere. 2 inches to 10 inches. And I'm kind of going, well, we just had the second and fifth driest years in California history. So like these fish needed to live more than 1 year. So there wasn't going to be any. They were everywhere. And Chinook salmon got everywhere in the basin. Most of them want to go out really quick. Instead, there's a ton of them hanging around. And we were seeing them during the pike minnow dive. And then coho salmon, which are rare, I saw in Lower 10 Mile Creek. And then 3 nights ago, I saw them in Sproul near Garberville, you know, a couple of dozen. And I'd never seen them in Sproul before. So there's signs of resilience in the middle of what otherwise looks bleak, you know, looking at it superficially. Went to the Cape Wolf Festival, sweet, last one, but met a lot of people that are in harmony with nature, and they have an affinity for my group, which is the Eel River Recovery Project. And I got to go to the gym a lot because of the frustration of the contracts on the Ministry Recovery Project. But life is good. My garden's growing good. We only got skates and rays when I went out for halibut. And then the quota is like coming up. And I got a ticket on Sunday, and that's the day it's going to be 7 feet. So I'm not doing good in the halibut. But, you know, I don't fish for a living, so it's all gravy. So life is good for Uncle Pat.
Good. Thanks, Patrick. Commissioner Coleman's out of the country. Hopefully he can get back in at some point. We met with the new interim CEO of Nordic Aqua Farms this week. It was a good meeting. They are steadfast, they're moving on. And it was nice to hear. Felt good about that. My children happen to have had their first child. So I'm a new grandpa. So I've been spending a little bit of time out of town seeing babies. And then Pat, I went swimming. I spent some time kayaking on the river and I saw lots of steelhead. I don't have snorkel. I have a snorkel anymore, believe that or not. I know, but I got my little swim goggles. I like to look under things. Yeah, there's all kinds of steelhead in the river. I was surprised how cool it was too. That's all I have. Do we have any correspondence?
No correspondence that we've received. Just the emails that we received. Okay. We received the emails regarding the permit.
That we pulled.
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, we're moving on to unfinished business. And we'll go to 10A, consider adopting resolution number 2022-07, adopting the 2022-23 district budget.
So move.
Second. Anything you want to say?
I'll just give a brief report, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, for the public.
As always, we put a great deal of work and thoughts into budgets and the goals, and it's never easy to balance a budget. I don't care who you are, and you do it in the family budget, you do it in the district. It's not an easy situation because
the Harbor District has big goals and big projects, and this we're really in this transition. But at the same time, is that we've been able to really have a good, starting to get a good reserves accounts that we have, the general reserve, the dredge surcharge reserve, and the float replacement reserve. And I wanted to just really point out is the cash flow analysis that our board accountant put together. And we spent quite a bit of time working on this, and part of the deal with the cash is because we get these large contracts is that also means you have large cash outflows that we're anticipating is happening. When you're undertaking the Spartina eradication grant program and we start to do the terminal project and we have a $3 million contract for engineering, it's a lot of money and we have to manage the cash flow. Is really, really critical for us. And so we spent a lot of time looking at our reserve funds and the deposits that we maintain on hand and really laying out and strategizing on the best way that we're going to manage our cash flow to make sure that we can pay all of our bills and keep everything happy. want to really point out that we've talked about this many times, but you know, good news is always good. In March, we're anticipating that the new market tax credits will be paid in full. And so that's going to be great. In this year, we won't see any direct savings in this year because the last payment is in March, which will basically be advancing the final payment. We'll really start to see those savings starting in next year. And so overall, we were able to do pretty much most of the projects that we've identified. We always have a few that we're not able to do. And I'm happy to say that in the Tidelands account, we have $30,000 in the budget for the fireboat repair. It's really a critical piece of infrastructure that we need to make sure that we're maintaining. And we've had it now for a while. And so it's starting to show some signs of wear. And so we just really have to make sure that we stay on top of it and we're investing in that asset, because as any fire department will tell you, when you need the asset, it has to be ready to go at that time and it has to be able to be at 100%. And so we need to make sure we're investing in the fireboat and all the rest of the assets that we have. So with that, I'd be more than happy to entertain any questions that you have, but I'm happy to report that we're submitting a balanced budget.
So a motion and a second. Any comments from the commission?
Well, as part of the firebook, I really appreciate you making sure that those funds are there. And congratulations on getting us a balanced budget.
I would say we've come a long way. This is not 2014, but
Richard.
I'm ready to vote.
Well, I'm going to take it to the public first. Is anybody from the public have comments on item 10A, the adoption of our 22-23 budget? Please signify by raising your hand or speaking up. Seeing none, I'll bring it back for a vote.
Commissioner Higgins.
Yes.
Commissioner Newman.
Yes.
Commissioner Marks.
Yes.
And President Dale.
Yes. All right, we are moving on to item 10B, consider adoption of resolution 2022-09, authorizing the disposition of APN 401-031-077-000 to the Timber Heritage Association and approving licensing and indemnification agreement.
I will move gladly. This has been an issue since I came aboard in 2008.
I'll second.
I got a motion and a second. Would you like to speak to this, Larry?
Just briefly, I know there's been a lot of work and on the TA Timber Heritage Association as well. They have a broad group of volunteers that keep that property up. They've done there's a grant from the County of Humboldt through the Brownfield program that's been cleaning up lead paint. And we included as a supplemental agenda item, this license and indemnity agreement that we submitted as the supplemental. And so I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have on it, but otherwise we're ready to transfer the property over to the Timber Heritage Association.
What's the dollar?
It's $5. It's five, one each.
That's not the way it works, but I think Mark gets the dollar. Well, Mindy gets the dollar, the five. Okay. Any comments from the commission? Mr. Aaron, Mr. Newman?
Glad it's getting done finally.
Mr. Marks? Patrick?
I will say that I hope it helps them attain their vision. They would like to have a history museum of top caliber on the location. They have always said that without the property, this could not be achieved. They got the property, not religious, but I guess I'll just say Godspeed. And I hope that they do bring the resources and organize to make a first-class history museum, because cultures that do not get in touch with their history are less rich And I think it was Santiana said, you have to live it all over again. But no, I mean, they've got the assets that their collection that they put together is a museum right now. And so when they open that up to the public for their feeds or for different things, people should avail themselves of it because they have a huge number of very, very interesting artifacts. And so good wishes. And it's been, they've had to get over so many hoops. And, you know, I think it was Mike Wilson who originally said, okay, so if they want it, here's the steps. And they're over them all now. So congratulations to them. That's, you know, you stay in the game. Perseverance, that's when you do things. So, you know, so now the next one is the museum. So they're over our hump.
Thanks, Patrick. I share that excitement for these guys, and I always enjoy their passion and their expertise and their just unrelentless willing work towards that single goal, and I'm proud of them, and I'm congratulatory. I wish we had wish we could have a big party here tonight, but the party's going to be there. It's done. So I'll take it to the public. Would anybody from the public care to comment on item B? 10B. No comments from the public. Very well.
Okay, we said that we would probably do some sort of a transfer ceremony before it happens. And so don't be surprised if you receive an invite at the time of the close of escrow where we can give them the ceremonial keys. And so Commissioner Higgins.
Yes, bring a Bible or something.
Commissioner Newman.
Yes.
Commissioner Marks. Commissioner Marks. And Commissioner Dale.
Yes. All right, we're moving on. Item 11A, consider authorizing the executive director to sign a mutual aid agreement with Humboldt County Special Districts.
So moved.
I'll second.
Second.
All right, so to keep this simple, I'm prepared to answer questions. The district is a member of the Humboldt chapter of the California Special District Association. The Humboldt chapter includes 20 plus members. It's all the community service districts in the county. The Humboldt chapter is interested in entering into a mutual aid agreement for assisting each other in emergency and non-emergency situations. And this has been passed by a number of those entities and reviewed by district attorneys from multiple organizations. So this is the same version adopted by McKinleyville, Willow Creek, and one other. And all the others are planning on doing the same in the coming months.
Very good. Good motion, a second. Any questions or comments from the board? Patrick?
No, I think fairly straightforward. I mean, in an emergency, we need coordinated response.
Good. Commissioner Marks. Commissioner Marks is a little under the weather this evening. So I will, no comments from the board. Any comments from the public? Please signify by speaking up or raising your hand. No comments from the public. I'll bring it back to you, Larry.
Commissioner Higgins.
Yes.
Commissioner Newman.
Yes.
Commissioner Marks. President Dale.
Yes. And so we are at the end of, we've agreed and we voted to pull item 11B. So we will be speaking on that at another meeting. Item, future agenda items. We want the 1091 on there somewhere. We need to get caught up on what's going on with that.
And I definitely would like to get the cruise ship steering committee on.
Cruise ship steering
as,
committee?
As requested by
Chet.
Former Eureka City Council member Chet Albin.
Okay.
think it's an important thing we get on the agenda.
And while that's what we're at that, let's make sure we get the accounting of the finances as well. How we make money off these things. I think that's what's important.
And not only the finances, but also the benefits of, you know, the activity and the tonnage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Specifically what that does for us and what it,
yeah.
I think that's good. Yeah. All right. So I would encourage everyone to go see the parklet on Vance Avenue off of 255. And everyone, please have a wonderful and joyous summer. It's here. It's beautiful outside. And I'm sorry if Patrick can't catch a fish. But some, I hope Aaron knows how to. I hope you catch fish. Thank you, Minnie. That I meant to mention that our website is giving us problems. We're struggling with the host right now. If you would like to, if you need information that you would normally get off the website, please call the district office and they'll get that to you as easily and quickly as possible. 707-443-0801. Okay, I'm going to close this meeting out. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Greg, 29 minutes. Wait.